Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Well, in your book, Sticky Leaders, the subtitle is Secret to Lasting Change and Innovation. Your opening advice, I love this, starts with an exit strategy, you said. So speak to that if you would. That's the place to start. Say more.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. Pretty much every Christian knows Genesis chapter 3. You know, in our Bible, the first chapter is life as God intended it to be. And then by chapter 3, you know, who created it? Life as God intended it to be. And then why everything's all messed up. So we preach Genesis 3, but we don't really believe it. We constantly are assuming if we do everything right, if we listen to the Lord enough, if we pray enough, if we have enough faith, then everything will work out. But the truth of the matter is, in this world, everything is broken. And even when I'm in my most godly spiritual state, there's static on the line. I've got a sin nature, and you know, I don't always hear perfectly from the Lord. And the truth of the matter is, most changes, most innovations fail. They always have, and they always will. And wise people don't bet the farm. What they do is they give it all they've got, but they've got an exit strategy just in case what they were so sure of doesn't work in the real world like it did in their head or in their planning sheets of paper.
Yeah, I loved what you said, where don't make a change where you could have an experiment. And maybe that's my, I'm not quoting it exactly, but the idea is, you know, and that's the thing is we'll bet the farm or we just will make a massive change where wisdom maybe would call us to really create an experiment. Say more about that.
Yes. Yeah. Well, especially for anybody who's leading anything, large or small, what we do is when it's time to change, we usually lobby too hard for it. We try to convince everybody why this is the best thing ever. And at the end of the day, we've set ourselves up so that if we're wrong, we're dead. And language is so important. What if the pro-choice movement had been called pro-abortion? You think there might have been a different outcome? You know, words really matter in how people respond to things. And so I've always, as a leader, tried to use phrases like we're going to try, we're going to experiment. And when you have a new initiative and it fails, you're a failed leader. When you have an experiment and it fails, you're a brilliant scientist because you're eliminating the options. So there is so much power in just stepping back and saying, how's this going to be heard? Am I overselling this thing? Because often all you need is you need the permission to give something a trial and to see whether it works. And that would be true in even leading your family. Instead of, oh, we're all going to do this, and then it didn't quite work out like I thought. You just said, we're going to try this for, you know, 2 weeks, 6 months, whatever it would be. And then we're going to reevaluate. It's a much better way to go than with a false certainty, as if we always understand what the future holds.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.